Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses Lok Sabha during special discussion on Operation Sindoor, says no world leader asked India to stop the operation. ISRO to launch Earth Observation Satellite NISAR from Sriharikota today using GSLV F-16 rocket. President Draupadi Murmu to be on a three-day visit to West Bengal and Jharkhand beginning today. Income Tax Department rules out any change in tax rates under Income Tax Bill 2025. IMF raises India's GDP growth projection to 6.4% for both 2025 and 2026, reaffirming its position as world's fastest growing major economy. And powerful earthquake, measuring 8.7 on Richter scale, hits Pacific coast of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula in the wee hours this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that no world leader had asked India to stop the Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to cease fire with Pakistan under US pressure. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer. He said during the talks with US Vice President, India made it stand clear that if Pakistan attacks, India will respond by launching a big attack. Responding to the special discussion on Operation Sindoor in Lok Sabha, the Prime Minister said India destroyed the terror camp situated deep inside Pakistan during the operation. Mr. Modi said the world witnessed the strength of self-reliant India during the operation, and drones and missiles made in India exposed the capabilities of Pakistani arms and ammunition. The Prime Minister accused the Congress for not supporting the country on Operation Sindoor. He said India got the support of all the countries during Operation Sindoor, but Congress did not support the valour of the armed forces.
कांग्रेस ने पाकिस्तान को क्लीन चिट दे दी है उनकी ये हिम्मत और इनकी आदत जाती नहीं है कि पहलगाम के आतंकी पाकिस्तानी से इसका सबूत दो तो कौन सा तरीका है और यही माहौल पाकिस्तान कर रहा है जो कांग्रेस कर रही है आज जब सबूतों की कोई कमी नहीं सब कुछ आंखों के सामने दिखता है तब ये हालत है अगर ये सबूत न होते तो क्या करती है लोग
Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, attacked Pakistan, saying that a heartless attack was organized and orchestrated by Pakistan. He said during Operation Sindoor, the opposition stood like a rock with the government. The Rajya Sabha yesterday took up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Indian Army and security forces for eliminating three terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir who brutally killed 26 innocent people in Pahalgam. Indian Space Research Organisation will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, NISAR, on Earth Observation Satellite today. It will be launched from Satish Dhawan Space Centre, Sriharikota, at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. More from our correspondent.
The NISAR satellite is capable of mapping the Earth day and night round the clock under any weather condition. Once in every 12 days, the satellite will scan the entire globe to provide very detailed images of the Earth's surface, capturing minute changes which are smaller than a centimeter. The much-anticipated launch of NISAR into the Sun's synchronous polar orbit is being carried out by GSLV instead of the usual PSLV as the satellite is heavier. NISAR is a unique Earth observation satellite, and the mission marks the first hardware collaboration between the India and the US space agencies, with each providing a different radar system for the satellite. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to West Bengal and Jharkhand beginning today. During a visit to West Bengal, President Murmu will grace the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Kalyani in West Bengal. In Jharkhand, the president will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Devgarh, Later, she will attend the 45th convocation ceremony of IIT Indian School of Mines, Dhanbad. The Income Tax Department has ruled out any change in tax rates under Income Tax Bill 2025. IIT Department has issued a clarification on the proposed Income Tax Bill 2025, saying that it is only meant to simplify language and remove redundant or outdated provisions and does not propose any change in tax rates. The clarification came after several media reports claimed that the new bill would alter long-term capital gains, LTCG tax rates for certain categories of taxpayers. In its clarification, the Income Tax Department said that the new legislation is focused on making the law easier to understand and streamlining the existing provisions without introducing any changes in the current tax structure. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has revised its forecast for India's economic growth to 6.4% for both 2025 and 2026. Earlier, in its April 2025 World Economic Outlook, IMF had projected India's GDP growth at 6.2% for 2025 and 6.3% for 2026. Reaffirming India's position as the world's fastest-growing major economy, IMF attributed the upward revision to a more benign external environment than anticipated in its April forecast. For India, projections are based on the calendar year, with the agency noting that India's growth projections are 6.7% for 2025 and 6.4% for 2026 based on financial year data. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. According to IMD, Jammu Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi might also experience light rainfall. The weather agency has said that light to moderate rainfall at isolated pockets is expected over Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep, Karnataka, Rayalaseema, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Telangana during the next 7 days. Life in Madhya Pradesh is affected due to continuous rain. Bhopal, Raisen and Guna districts are the most affected. Army's help is also being taken in rescue operations in Guna. A report.
10 inches of rain recorded in Guna, after which many parts of the city are flooded. Army and SDRF teams have been called for rescue operations. Many colonies and roads have been submerged after 7 inches of rain in Bhopal. Raisen, Vidisha district have received 6 inches of rain. Gates of all major dams, including Tawa and Omkareshwar dam, have been opened. The Met Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rain in Raisen, Narmadapuram and Harda districts today. Also, heavy rain warning issued for Bhopal, Vidisha, Sihor, Rajgarh, Betul, Khandwa, Devas, Shajapur and Guna districts. Prashant Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Intermittent rain continues in many districts of Uttar Pradesh. Here is a report.
In Uttar Pradesh, along with capital Lucknow, many districts of eastern and western Uttar Pradesh received moderate to heavy rains in last 24 hours. According to Meteorological Department, rain and thunder showers are expected in 18 districts of Bundelkhand, Vindh and Agra region in next 24 hours. Districts like Banda, Chitrakoot, Kausambi, Prayagraj, Fatehpur, Sonbhadra, Mirzapur, Kanpur Rural, Kanpur Nagar, Agra, Firozabad, Itawa, Auraiya, Jalaun may be particularly affected. Along with this, there is a possibility of lightning along with thunder in 40 other districts of Uttar Pradesh today. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The southwest monsoon is vigorously active in Bihar. As a result, heavy to very heavy rainfall has been recorded at several parts of the state, including Patna district. We have a report.
In Bihar, for the past 2 days, most parts of the state have been experiencing continuous rainfall. In the last 24 hours, Danapur in Patna recorded the highest rainfall at 185 mm. Due to the continuous downpour, waterlogging in Patna city has disrupted daily life. Severe waterlogging has also been reported in Nawada, Sheikhpura, Supaul, Jamui and other towns. The Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy rainfall at several places in the state from 2nd August. Meanwhile, the water levels of major rivers in the state, such as the Ganga, Gandak, Kosi and Mahananda, have been rising rapidly. In Bhojpur district, due to severe erosion, a large number of houses have been washed away into the Ganga River. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai from Patna, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Uttarakhand, Agnivir soldiers will be directly inducted into the Tiger Protection Force being set up at Gorbet Tiger Reserve. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami made this announcement yesterday on the occasion of International Tiger Day.
कि भारतीय सेना में दुर्दक्ष कौशल जो अग्निवीर अपनी सेवा देकर आएंगे वो हर स्थिति का सही प्रकार से आकलन और हर चुनौती का सामना करने में दक्ष होंगे उन सभी को टाइगर प्रोटेक्शन फोर्स में शामिल करेंगे और उनकी सेवाओं का लाभ भागों की सुरक्षा के लिए पूरी तरह से राज्य के अंदर उपयोग में लाएंगे.
A powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the Pacific coast of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula in the early hours today, according to an updated report from the United States Geological Survey, USGS. The quake, initially recorded as an 8.7 magnitude tremor, was later upgraded, making it one of the strongest earthquakes in recent years, surpassing all since Japan's 2011 megaquake. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center issued widespread alerts following the earthquake. Tsunami warnings have been issued for Russia, Japan, and island nations across the Pacific. Waves as high as 3 to 4 meters were reported in parts of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula, prompting urgent evacuations and official advisories to stay away from the coastline. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced that Britain will recognize a Palestinian state unless Israel takes steps to relieve suffering in Gaza, where starvation is spreading and reaches a ceasefire in the nearly two-year war with Hamas. In a cabinet meeting focused on the Gaza conflict, Starmer told ministers that the UK would support Palestinian statehood ahead of the United Nations General Assembly if Israel fails to meet a set of conditions.
I can confirm the UK will recognise the state of Palestine by the United Nations General Assembly in September unless the Israeli government takes substantive steps to end the appalling situation in Gaza, agree to a ceasefire and commit to a long-term sustainable peace, reviving the prospect of a two-state solution.
About 140 countries formally recognise a Palestinian state and last week France pledged to do so at the same UN meeting. In badminton, India made a strong start at the Macau Open tournament with several impressive performances across categories. In men's doubles, star duo Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty sailed into the second round with a commanding 21-13-21-15 win over Malaysia's Lo Hang Yi and Ng Eng Chong. In women's singles, Anmol Kharab and Tasneem Mir progressed to the main draw after winning their qualifiers. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sunil. The announcement by the Union Home Minister Amit Shah of the elimination of the three terrorists who carried out the Pahalgam attack has been predominantly carried in dailies today. Ballistics and forensic reports were used to confirm their identities, writes the Hindu. Pralay missile clears user trials by DRDO with pinpoint accuracy, boosting India's air defense capabilities, reports the Statesman. With an aim to streamline mail services, registered post is to be merged with Speed Post from 1st of September this year, reports the Pioneer. Trump indicates India may have to pay 20-25% tariffs, headlines Hindustan Times. A Harappan site has surfaced in Jaisalmer district, marking the first known Indus Valley settlement in Rajasthan's arid region, reports the Times of India. And finally, Jay and Veeru, the inseparable lion duo from Gir National Park, have died weeks apart from each other due to serious injuries in separate territorial fights, writes the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses Lok Sabha during special discussion on Operation Sindoor, says no world leader asked India to stop the operation. ISRO to launch Earth observation satellite NISAR from Sriharikota today using GSLV F-16 rocket. President Draupadi Murmu to be on a three-day visit to West Bengal and Jharkhand beginning today. Income Tax Department rules out any change in tax rates under Income Tax Bill 2025. IMF raises India's GDP growth projection to 6.4% for both 2025 and 2026, reaffirming its position as world's fastest growing major economy. And powerful earthquake measuring 8.8 on Richter scale hits Pacific coast of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula in the wee hours this morning. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.